And we're here at VSEC, and we are joined by two more competitors in the NASA Space Apps Challenge. Gents, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Guillaume Prébaud. I'm a software engineer for France, working today on the Meteor Tracker application for Android.
Okay.
And I'm Nicolas Aubry from France as well, so software engineer student for now at the RMIT, and I'm going to help Guillaume with his application.
Right, so what the application do exactly? It'll
Well, it's basically a map of the night sky, showing all the stars and objects in sky. And the aim of the application is to let user observing the sky at night record the observation of meteors or shooting stars with time, magnitude, and all the different information about what they are observing, so that they can keep them and keep track of them, and also share with other people to have more like statistical data.
Okay, so do you enter the information about when you see something, or is it use the camera on the phone, or how does it work?
You will have like an interactive map. So if you are pointing your phone in one direction, you have display on the screen the different stars, so you can see which part of the sky corresponds to what you're observing. And if you see a shooting star, you type you tap on your screen where you saw it, and you add a few information about it.
Okay.
And it saves this information.
Right. Okay.
And then you're gonna have your own collection of meteors or objects, and you're gonna be able to have some notification about you might be able to see that meteor tonight at that position in that direction. So you're gonna have like a collection, and you're gonna be able to share new objects that you just find with other users. So we're gonna have like a huge database of meteors and everything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And also notifying people which night is a good night to go out and watch the sky.
Yes, because there's various meteor showers that come through
you
and that sort of thing, and also when the moon's up and
Now they can be kind of forecasted, so it is going to be part of this as well.
Right. So do you think they would have been using this app in Russia the other month? When
Yeah, probably.
Maybe.
Probably the last thing they would have been thinking about, right?
Go out today, you're going to see a huge one.
Yes.
Okay, guys, so you just started today on the app.
Yeah.
How are you going? Is it making good progress?
Yeah,
just the beginning, but it's already... We've got some good basics.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's on the way. We're confident for
tomorrow. So 2 days enough for something like this?
Oh, we're probably going to walk the whole night.
Yeah.
We get used to it. Back in France, in our school, we used to have that kind of project. Like, they give you a subject Friday night, and you have to finish it before the Sunday. So it's almost the same thing, and we used to do that. So
used to pull all-nighters to finish projects.
Yeah, we're going to grab some pizza and some Red Bull and get ready for the night.
It's all part of the job description for computer programming, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Alright guys, well thanks for joining us on the Space Show. Look, good luck, have fun.
Thank
we'll probably talk to you again tomorrow.
Thank
yes,
you.
Perfect.
Thank you.